إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the cherisher, the sustainer, the one who provided us 99 names through which we understand this life around us, through which we understand our existence and the purpose of our creation, through which we read life around us, and we can go and bear and be patient with the calamities and disasters of life and the harshness and the cruelty of life around us. Praise be to Him, the one who created this life and earth and divided shares and compelled the sun to serve us and didn't let anybody else control the sun, compelled all these objects of nature to serve us because He is the compeller, Al-Jabbar, and He compelled the rain to fall down, the wind to come, the plants to grow. He compelled all of these things and the animals to provide us with food, clothes and drink for us, and He didn't make it possible for anybody else to override His laws, these laws of nature. Praise be to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Created Adam and provided to Adam all the guidance that Adam needs to build a quality ethical life. He sent Adam down to earth with guidance and knowledge, and Adam taught his children the guidance and knowledge, and they built an ethical, high quality life on earth. However, with time, with temptations, due to the influence of temptations, due to the invitations of the shaitan, Satan's, through our temptations, and the acceptance of the Satan, the invitations from the Satan, few of us accepted the temptations of the Satan, the life on this earth degrades. And it's no longer a quality ethical life. It goes down into the bottom of darkness. Layers and layers of darkness, layers of selfishness, layers of greed, layers of injustice and bloodshed, layers of darkness, one above another, no light, no hope. And then in the middle of the darkness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends another hope, sends a communication between heavens and earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save the earth from this dark life, the low quality life, the unethical life, by sending revelations and light through a communication between heavens and earth. A heavenly angel, which is Jibreel, may Allah peace and praise be on him, communicates with an earthly being, which is the messenger or the prophets of Allah. And through this communication between heavens and earth, heavens will lift the earth up, and the values of the earth will transform. And instead of earthly materialistic values following the manners of the Satan, selfishness and greed and jealousy and hate and ego and arrogance, it goes up to the heavenly values, to the manners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, generosity, kindness, mercy. It goes up, life uplifts on earth, and the quality of life goes up, and life becomes ethical, beautiful life again. This prophet dies, Satan's work again, temptations, and life on earth declines back into the bottom of the darkness. Layers, layers of darkness, of injustice. And so forth, cycles after cycles. Until it came a time where Allah decided for the last cycle of guidance to come down on earth. The most important event on the history of mankind, the event of the communication between heavens and earth, between a heavenly angel, Jibreel, and between an earthly person, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A communication that saved the earth, the lasting communication, the last and lasting communication, until the day of judgment. No more communication after that. That communication started in a very beautiful, heart-touching way. That Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to the cave to free himself from the darkness of this life, to free his heart from the pressures and contaminations and pollution of this dark, unethical, low life. So he is free to think and to examine the products of the Maker. There is no other source to learn about the Maker at his time. There was nothing available. He had no clue who is the Maker and why did he create us? What's the purpose of life? Who is he? What is he expecting from us? What should we expect back from him? Where do we go after death? There was no source to learn correct answers about these questions. So the only source to learn about the Maker was to read the products of the Maker. To read them, because the products will tell you a lot about the Maker. So if you have a good car, it will tell you that the designer is a smart engineer. You know, a bad engineer cannot produce a good car. It's not going to happen. It's impossible. So the product will reflect the attributes of the Maker. And that is common sense. And that what he thought. And that was his idea, to go and read and examine the products of Allah, of the Maker, the nature, to learn about the Maker himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while he was in the middle of his wonders, a man, very strange looking, came, which is Angel Jibreel, to start the revelation, to start the communication. How did he start the communication? What was the first thing he did? He did not introduce himself. He did not give any introduction. He approached Prophet Muhammad and hugged him. A very tight, strong, painful hug. Prophet Muhammad himself reported that, حَتَّى ظَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ الْمَوْتِ, until I thought, I'm going to die because of such a strong hug that was about to crush the bones and the chest of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hug is the first hug between a heavenly angel and an earthly person. That's how the communication started for this very special revelation. It's a unique way. Never happened to any prophet before. We have not heard any prophet receiving revelations in such a way. Unique way. A big hug. What is behind this hug? What do we need to learn from this hug? The hug represents mercy. So mercy starts with hug. Starts with a big, big, tight, warm hug. But it was painful. And indeed, this life is painful. Pain is intrinsic part of this life. This life cannot be without pain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Balad, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. We have created humans, we have created mankind in an environment of pain. Pain, pain, pain everywhere. For everybody, no exclusion. Everybody has his pre-assigned share of pain in heaven, and this pre-assigned will be delivered to that person. That pain is intrinsic part of this life. However, this pain comes with mercy, with a big hug. This pain is the pain of mercy. It produces mercy. It generates mercy. It causes mercy to happen. Look at the pain of labor, followed by a blessing, a gift from Allah, a baby. Could it be without pain? It wouldn't be this life. It would be something else. The wisdom of Allah designed this life to pain, followed by blessings. To have another example, if you look at the pain which is the criminals suffer, the pain of punishing a criminal for a crime that he or she has done. It's painful, yes, but there's a lot of mercy that comes with this pain. A lot of mercy, so that hundreds of people will be saved from crimes. Thousands of people will be saved from being killed, losing their life, or being handicapped because of crimes. You and me can walk in the parking lot without being afraid. We can leave our children behind and our property without worry. A lot of mercy comes with the pain of punishment. Look how much pain the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam have gone through. From that minute, the Prophet was subject to severe pain, severe work to get the job done, to upgrade and build a righteous superpower, to bring the humanity from under layers and layers of darkness and injustice. and animalhood to bring this humanity up away from these earthly values high up to the heavenly values. A lot of work. And he went back running, he was shaking, he wrapped himself with blankets. The revelations did not stop. It followed him to wake him up. No. We didn't send these revelations so that you wrap yourself with blankets. No. Ya ayyuhal muzammil and ya ayyuhal muddathir. Scholars don't know which one came first, muddathir or muzammil, and there are opinions there. But regardless, both of them came after one another. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, ya ayyuhal muzammil. Oh, you the one who wraps himself with garments, oh, you the one who's wrapping himself tightly. What? Home, get up, work, do your job. And in Surah Al-Muzzammil, Allah tells him, إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. We are going to throw on you, نُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ. This is the literal translation. Throw on you, قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. Heavy message is going to land on you, land on your head, right there, throw on you. Not reveal to you, throw on you a heavy message. Full of work, full of homework, full of jobs that needs to be done, full of sacrifice that is required, the pain of mercy. When we fast during Ramadan, it's painful, yes, but it's the pain of mercy. The pain, when we go to Hajj and ask the brothers and sisters who came, they walked for miles and miles and hours to the level that some of them slept when they are walking. It's the pain, yes, but it's the pain of mercy. The pain of prayers, night prayers, it's pain, yes, the pain of mercy. The pain of sacrificing percentage of your wealth to the poor and needy, yes, it is the pain, but it is the pain of mercy. And this pain is going to be delivered. It has been pre-assigned. No escape from it. And let's set this thing clear. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided our shares among us. But He left it up to us how to get our shares. So the shares are pre-divided. No one can change the shares that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided. No one can increase his or her shares. No one can decrease his or her shares. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pre-assigned these shares, pre-divided them. But Allah leaves it up to every individual. How do you want to get your shares? You want to get your shares the halal way? They come with the blessings and good deeds and Jannah and high quality ethical life. You want to get them the haram way, they come with the curse and punishment and sins and punishment and hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Dhariyat, to shake the human mind who is rejecting this concept, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. Your shares has been pre-assigned in heaven. And the things that it has been pre-assigned, that's it. And then Allah in the next verse says, فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah is swearing by himself, and he doesn't need to swear, but he's doing it to confirm something very important. فَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. I swear by the Lord of heavens and earth, إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌ مِثْلَمَا أَنَّكُمْ تَنْتِقُونَ. That this fact, the fact that your shares has been pre-assigned, is as true as the fact you are talking, human beings. Can anybody debate and doubt that we're talking? This fact is a unique fact. Nobody can doubt it. I mean, everybody is admitting that we are talking. Allah is saying, this fact is equal to this fact. This undoubtable, unquestionable fact that we're talking, human beings, is equal to the fact that shares has been pre-assigned in heaven. In Surah Fussilat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا فِي أَرْبَعَةِ أَيَّامٍ سَوَاءً لِلسَّائِلِينَ. And He has divided the shares in earth when He was creating the earth. Long time ago, when He was creating the earth, He has divided the shares in 4 days. In a balanced way to His needy slaves. وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا فِي أَرْبَعَةِ أَيَّامٍ سَوَاءً لِلسَّائِلِينَ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ to the rest of the to the ayat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is about shares in general. How about the shares of pain and suffering, which is part of this life, part of the hug that resulted in read and understand life in the names of Allah, part of the worship, part of everything. How about this pain? Is it divided? Is it pre-assigned? Pre-divided? Yes. In Surah Al-Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. there's no disaster, calamity, damages, pain and suffering that happens except the one that has been predetermined and preassigned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In his book, before the whole earth was created, من قبل أن نبرأها, before the earth was created long time ago, it was divided, pre-assigned. And then the next verse, Allah says, as a result of this, you shouldn't, لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. For you, don't get very sad for losing something, and don't get very happy for gaining something and having prizes or awards. Don't get sad, don't get happy. What? I mean, all scholars of Islam have explained this mysterious verse, this puzzling verse, because there is no single human on the face of the earth, including Prophet Muhammad, that will not feel happy when he gets a blessing, when he gets a reward, when he gets a prize, when he gets a favor, and will not feel sad if he or she gets a punishment, gets a pain, gets damages. So what is the puzzle here? How can you, you know, do this ayah? The companions of Prophet Muhammad have explained it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the first feeling that comes into the heart after a calamity or a disaster is the sadness. That is natural. But what comes after is what makes the difference. The believer, the righteous believer, will take this sadness and convert the sadness into patience. So the sadness will translate into patience. And that will give him a lot of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other one will take this sadness and think, develop bad thoughts about Allah, bad views about Allah. Astaghfirullah, why Allah did take this thing away from me? Why did he, Allah, so is he, astaghfirullah al-azim, he's so mean. Astaghfirullah al-azim, he doesn't deserve to be worshipped. Astaghfirullah al-azim, that is the other way. So it comes. The disaster will happen. It's pre-assigned. But people go to hell and fire based on the response to the disaster. Shares are pre-assigned, but it's up to you. How do you want to get them? The halal way that takes you to Jannah or the haram way that takes you to hellfire. On the other hand, if you get a gift, reward or a prize, the immediate response is happiness. You're so happy. But the believers, the righteous one, will take this happiness and transform this happiness into gratitude and thanking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it comes with the blessing and the hasanat. How about the other one, the bad one? He's going to take this favor, this gift from Allah. As Allah said in Surah Ibrahim, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا. Look at the ones who take the blessings of Allah and use it and make it a source of kufr. How? One of the ways to make it a source of kufr is to say, I have everything that I need. Why should I pray to Allah? Why should I do supplication? Why should I ask Him? كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَنْ رَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Humans transgress when they get, when they see the wealth, when they see the abundant shares, they say, why do we need Allah for? You know, why should we pray? Why should we bother? And then they make a claim, like Harun in Surah Al-Qasas. He said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِتُهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I was given this because of my talent, because of my hard work. This is all product of my intelligence and hard working. This is not a gift from anybody. That's not a favor from anybody. Nobody deserves to enjoy this except me. Nobody deserves thanking for this except me. It's my work. And that is how the blessing of Allah transforms it into curse. So, sadness transforms it into patience. Happiness transforms it into thanking. How about worry? If you're worried about something, you transform it into dua, supplication to Allah. Oh Allah, protect me from this. Oh Allah, give me this. And this is how the believers will react to these natural feelings that will happen to every human beings without exception. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meant when He said, so that you don't get sad when a disaster happens, and you don't get very happy or happy when a prize or a reward comes to you. Those shares of pain that has been pre-assigned in heaven, if you happen to close one of those doors of pain, Allah will open another door. So your share of pain will come delivered to you. If you kept fasting, and you say, I'm not going to fast, to run away from the pain of hunger and thirsty, do you think this will decrease your pre-assigned share of pain that Allah has pre-assigned? Allah will open you another door of pain. And maybe, perhaps, this door of pain that's going to be opened by Allah may be worse than the door of pain that you have closed and you think you're clever, running away from the service of Allah, running away from serving Islam, running away from serving, doing worship, running away from performing prayers. You have closed the doors of pain. Really? Are you sure the doors of pain are closed? Or Allah is going to open 10 other doors of pain and suffering and damages on you? You close these doors of damages? Are you sure? Or Allah is going to bring others? This is reading life in the names of Allah. This is this understanding and these views of Allah and life is what is we were ordered in Iqra. Read life and understand life using the names of Allah. The names of Allah are the ones that will provide this understanding. There is no way any human being can reach to this understanding without Iqra. Bismi Rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read and understand life using the names of the Maker. This is the way from the Quran to understand and to deal with life. It is all pre-assigned. And that pain is the pain of mercy that comes with a big hug from a heavenly being, from a heavenly angel to an earthly person, which is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. There was that slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a righteous slave. That Allah blessed him with a special favor. The favor is to see his pre-assigned shares for tomorrow, to see them in a dream in the night before. And that story is narrated in our Islamic literature. So that person will see it in a form of a court that will assemble in his dream. And the court is going to issue an order. And that order is his pre-assigned shares. So one night he was asleep and he heard the court saying, "We order the death of his only cow." All what he had from life is a cow and a boy. That's it. He has nothing else. So if the loss of this cow to him is a capital loss. That's it. I mean, what else does he have if he loses the cow? So in the morning he wake up scared. "Oh my God, the cow is going to die. I need to close this door of damages." How? He took the cow to the market, he sold the cow, he cashed the money, he put it in his pocket, and he came back home happy. And he said, "I closed that door of damages, so I ran away from the pre-assigned decree." He slept the next night, and he saw a dream. And the dream was that the members of the court have assembled, and they were discussing among each others. Did he sell the cow? Did he close that door of damages? Does he think so? The court orders the death of his only son. He woke up from sleep crying and yelling, "Oh my God, my only son is going to die." And he ran to the market and he bought the cow. He gave back the cash to the guy and perhaps he paid more. He bought the cow, he brought it home and he said, "Yes, I want the door of pain and suffering to go to the cow, not to my son. I want the damages to go to the cow, not to my son. I accept the initial decree, the initial order from Allah that it goes to the cow. I agree, I accept. I don't want my son to go away. I don't want my son, only son, to die." And he slept on that night and he saw the court assembling again. And the court, members of the court were talking among each other. Didn't he learn the lesson? Didn't he get it yet? He still can think that he can change the pre-assigned shares of Allah. The court orders the death of his cow and son together. This story tells us that these doors that we close by running away from the service of Allah and his worship, these doors will open from a different direction. So which one is better? Is to have a door of suffering and pain coming without blessings, coming as a punishment, or to come to have the doors of suffering and pain coming because of a blessing, because of a service to Allah, because of a commitment, because of a fasting, because of a night prayers. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم إني داع فقولوا آمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. ربي أزل الشرك والمشركين. أعلي بربك يا فضل أعلي يا ربي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. انصر عبادنا المؤمنين في كل أرض مسلمة. اللهم إن الأعداء قد تجبروا عليهم وظلموهم، والأصدقاء قد تخلوا عنهم وخذلوهم، فمن لهم سواك يدفع عنهم يا أرحم الراحمين. ادفع عن أحيائهم واشف مرضاهم وارحم موتاهم وتقبلهم من الشهداء وفك أسراهم يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم كن في عون إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في فلسطين وغزة يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنهم يا رب العالمين ضعاف ليس لهم من يدفع عنهم سواك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم تقبل قتلاهم من الشهداء والطف بهم يا لطيف، ألطف بهم يا لطيف، ألطف بهم يا لطيف. عباد الله، إن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه أولا، وثنى فيه بملائكته المسبحة بقدسه ثانيا، فقال جل من قائل: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن